Potters, welcome to Chill Pod, the podcast where cosplayers freeze their tushies off. I'm Amber, and I'm cold. So I am in flannel right now. Oh my gosh, it's cold. I need to make winter cosplays now. No,
I'm wearing fleece.
This is CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Although it is also very chilly here in Texas now that we've had a cold front blow through and we had snow this morning. Yay!
Well, it's half-assed snow. I come from the land of real snow. That was just...
It was enough for a photo shoot if I hadn't had to go to work.
Meh.
I don't really need an excuse for a photo shoot.
I need real snow.
But at any rate, this is, oddly enough, episode 25, which will be our Christmas episode, because this is the last one that's going to drop before we actually get to Christmas, at least here in the States.
Right.
Because it's not Christmas everywhere around the world. There is a bottom half to the earth, and they're roasting right now. What?
It could be worse. I don't mind the cold weather. I actually like cold weather. The only time it bothers me is when it's really windy outside, like it was this morning. Because as soon as the wind hits my face, I immediately start tearing up. I can't see. I can't do anything. And it ruins all my makeup.
I had to scrape my windshield this morning. It was fantastic.
It made me very happy.
I don't mind it. It makes me very happy.
Yeah.
As long as it's not ice on my car, that makes me unhappy because it takes forever to thaw.
That's a pain in the tushy to deal with. Yeah. I hate that.
But I actually spent the weekend weather stripping my door and insulating my apartment. That's what I spent my weekend doing, is chores and errands and handy girl DIY stuff. Sadly, that meant I was not working on cosplay, which I should have been. There are many things I should have been doing over the weekend that I didn't get done. Go figure.
Yeah. Whereas I locked myself in a little hole and just embroidered the entire weekend.
Speaking of things we're working on, why don't we go into cosplay updates?
Wow. Segue.
I'm trying hard.
Yeah, you're really pushing that one.
Anyways.
I guess it's going to be me because I've been the only one doing stuff.
Cosplay stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, this entire weekend I've just been embroidering. I kind of locked myself into a little hole to just craft for the weekend. The outside world is being very mean and I needed to be away from it. So I sewed and I embroidered and I cut up a lot of leather, all 6 yards of leather.
In a good way, not in the, things, let me slash something way.
You know what's really interesting is my machine can be very cranky on me with cotton. But it seems to really like the leather. I have yet to understand why. It's very weird and very strange. And I know it's not because of the needles, because I was swapping out the needles for the right size. So I don't know. I can't explain that one. She's laughing at me, but I don't get it.
Sometimes it's better not to ask questions to which there are no answers.
It's confusing, and it makes my head hurt.
Yeah, but it works, which is realistically all that matters, because not all sewing machines work with leather, period.
Yeah, this is true, or stretchy fabric, or any of that other stuff, but mine seems to be pretty durable, except for cotton.
One day I will tell you the tales of how my sewing machine does not get along with knit.
Most machines don't.
Regardless of the correct type of needle and tension settings and everything else.
Yeah, you almost have to kind of force it through on most machines.
It's not even that. It's that my sewing machine must think of it like a giant piece of pizza. Because it's at the beginning when my sewing machine will eat the knit like it's some sort of tasty food.
Nice.
And it will not give it back. I have to cut it off and then dig it out of my machine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Once I get past the beginning, sewing machine's generally okay.
Right.
It's at the very beginning when it just eats my fabric. It takes possession of my fabric.
The parts don't want it to do it.
Yeah. But it only does that on knits. It doesn't eat any other fabric. just knits.
Mine eats cotton. Again, I don't understand that. You'd think that would be the one thing that would be the easiest of all the materials to work with. No problems. It doesn't like it. I don't know why.
Yeah, but I will be working on cosplay.
Eventually.
Well, part of the reason that I haven't, and it's kind of a really big reason, is that I had half of my final exam this past Thursday, as in 3 days ago. And the other half is this Thursday, which is 3 days from now. So I've been kind of hitting the books and trying to study. It's like, okay, cosplay set aside. Yeah, cosplay set aside, at least until finals are done. And when finals are done, then I have winter break and I get a month off in which I will be cosplaying like mad. Or at least making cosplays like mad. I won't be cosplaying like mad. Yeah, I'm going to... I think I've drafted most of the patterns for my Lady Sif costume,
cool.
At least for the basic sloping. So now I need to cut it out of muslin and actually like get to work on it and try it, because the armor is going to be a pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get that out of the way sooner rather than later.
Later, right.
Yeah, I haven't even started going into the props, because apparently she has a shield and a double sword. So, like, okay, one, how am I going to get that past con security? Because you know how mm-hmm. they feel about weapons.
Yes.
And two, then you have the practicalities of, when am I going to store it when I'm not actually wielding it for a photo shoot?
Yeah.
Where are these things going to go? How am I going to prevent them from being damaged? How am I going to transport them without completely shattering them in the process? How do I keep them out of direct sun to prevent them from melting? And how do I prevent other people from getting hurt if something should happen?
No stabbing the fanboy.
Or, well, you know, I had my Athena staff at Alcon the first year I went, and a little boy stepped on the head and shattered it.
Oh!
And I was rather angry enough to wish to... kind of smack him on the head for having done it, so I'd rather not have any other attendees kind of frustrate me to the point where I would want to cause them bodily harm. Sometimes I just want to, like, dope slap some of these people and go, dude, not yours, don't touch.
Yeah.
Look, if it looks like a prop, do not let your little kid run near it, please. Somebody probably spent dozens of hours on that prop and is not going to be very happy if your little munchkin decides to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not a violent person, but I have spent many, many dozens of hours on that stuff, so needless to say, I was not very happy. It happens.
And then you get to remake it. Yay!
I've remade it 3 times now, and eventually there will be a fourth when I finally get my hands on a scroll saw, and I can make it out of wood. And then it will never break again. Yeah. Or I'm going to sit there and coat the damn thing in resin so that when you step on it, nothing happens. Nothing is unbreakable unless I were to make the thing out of stainless steel, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah, you definitely can't get past con security for that.
No, don't need that.
Except for maybe like a comic book convention.
Alcon let me have a naked blade on stage last year, which was awesome, because it was integral to the costume, so that was pretty awesome. No complaints there.
Exactly.
But that was after there was much panic about the fact that there was a naked blade around. It's like, mm-hmm. dude... One, not sharp. Two, know what I'm doing. Three, held it close to my body the entire time. So the only person that would have been hurt was moi. I am the only person I would have hurt, and that's only if I tripped.
Right.
The sword would have probably broken before I did. So anyways, yes, that is what we have been working on. Busy, busy, busy. Yay, holidays.
Yay.
Deep breath from all this stuff we have going on and just let it.
The month has already been pretty craptacular, so it's just like today.
Well, it's also kind of the deep breath before the plunge, because we both know it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Better, yeah. That's why I plan all the time that I'm getting off this month, which is only of 3 days, Well, no, wait, four. I forgot about New Year's. It's going to be nonstop drafting and sewing and drafting and more sewing and drafting and more sewing.
I get 1.5 days.
Sweet.
And that's Christmas and half of Christmas Eve, and that's it. That's all the time I get off this month.
I usually don't get any of that time off. Like, this is the first year where I've have given that time off, so it's kind of like strange. I'm so used to working on holidays that for me this is like, I don't know what to do with myself. I really should start sewing.
See, I know that that day and a half is family time, so I don't even need to bother to make plans because I'm not going to be able to get anything done. It's family time.
Okay.
So,
see,
yeah, there is no drafting.
My family and I, we're pretty oblivious to holidays except for Halloween, so for us it's just like, it's another day. Usually mom's working on the holidays anyway, so we're like, whatever. My brother's coming home to visit. We'll probably catch a movie at most. That's about it.
That works.
Yeah.
I believe we have a segment.
Do we have a segment?
I believe we were going to throw it in there.
Do we want to throw in my segment?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Enjoy. I knew there was supposed to be jazz hands or something at the end of that. I've just kind of run out of energy for the day.
Sparkles!
Where's Google Effects? You have it.
Well, I flipped over because I had chat up and I can't do all of it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Done.
At any rate, this will have dropped after our contest has ended. Thank you for those of you who did participate in our contest. We love you. And I believe we have some winners.
Well,
let's call them winners.
I don't know. It's not really winners because, I mean, I don't know what else to call them.
Well, you can explain.
Willing and thankful participants?
Yeah.
Awesome participants. Okay, so here's the deal. We know that the contest idea was pretty goofy. I thought it was kind of cool and very artistic, but didn't quite plan out as well as we had hoped, which is okay. Stuff happens. It's the holiday season, so people are probably busy. No big whoop. But one of the things we also did was if you shared our photo, you were eligible to be drawn for a prize. Again, because of the holiday season or because of lack of word of mouth or whatever we did differently this time, it didn't work as well as we had hoped. So we only had 4 people share the image.
Four people is plenty. We love all four of them.
I made up only about 7 of the shares on my own personal page. I think it's funny. I know that's wrong. But what I want to do is I want to personally thank all of these people, and I'm going to work out some way to give you guys some gift cards from Epic Cosplay, probably coming out of my own pocket, but that is going to be okay, because you guys are cool and you're awesome listeners. And these people are Hazel, Mazzy Chan, Ballot Gala, or Gala Chan, and Amanda. You guys know who you are, because I know that you guys watch us constantly, because you keep messaging me about this. So I will be in contact with you all sometime this week. This week being from December 10th to, what's this Friday, the 14th? 15th?
It's the 14th because the 13th is movie
premiere. Thursday. Oh, yeah, it's Hobbit time. So that's the week of the 10th through the 14th. So if you get a very random message from me, that's why. So yay! Thank you again, guys, for all your help and support.
Mm-hmm. And likewise, just because the contest has ended doesn't mean that we've stopped looking for artwork for our website. If you know of an artist, even if they work on commission, I mean, we're not necessarily looking for handouts. We're not necessarily looking for free artwork. We have money. We're willing to pay. If you know of an artist, particularly one who does chibi work, or someone who specializes in doing banners for websites and social media, please let us know, as we're kind of looking to change things up a little bit and to add some more content to our website. And unfortunately, neither of us are artists or webmasters, for that matter. I'm just kind of treading water running the website. So if you know of anybody, please do let us know.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We are actually in discussions to try and get more artwork for the website. And we're also transitioning. We're also in talks to try and move the website over to a different service. As you may have seen
there we go.
On our homepage. I'm having to think through what I said, and it's like it didn't sound right in my head when I first said it to myself. You may have seen on our homepage.
In your brain, and then it's all good.
You may have seen on our homepage that our website domain renewal is coming up. And as of this recording, which is on December 10th, we have 5 days, basically, to work out what's going to happen with our website, because the renewal comes due before it actually expires. They charge us 2 weeks in advance, which is unfortunately why I hadn't planned for it this early. I had planned for it to hit a little bit later in December. But we are looking at changing hosting providers simply because of cost. For anyone who's run their own website, it can get somewhat expensive to run your own website, at least year over year over year, particularly because you have to re-register your domain every year. And I use something called Whois Privacy because I don't want you lovely people knowing my home address. I really don't need stalkers. So I pay for the privilege of having my address withdrawn from our website domain registration. And that costs money. So we want to give a massive thank you. I'm going to try not to gush. We want to give a massive thank you to listener Lane. And he knows who he is. Yes. Mass applause. Because he actually gave us a... That didn't fit very well. Bad timing. You played in the rest. He gave us a very generous donation towards our domain renewal. And if we manage to find a cheaper service, it will actually help us even more. Because we are going to at least stick partially with our current provider. So right now we're just, if you guys end up having any suggestions, by the time this drops, basically, email us ASAP if you have any suggestions for website hosting providers. Not domain registration, we're going to stick with our current provider for that. And not the Whois Privacy, we're going to stick with our current provider for that. But just the website itself, the hosting service itself, if you have any recommendations, let us know. Right now, our current one is going to charge us $9 a month, so it's about $108 a year. So anything cheaper than $9 a month would be lovely.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, they don't have to build the website for us. I have the website. It's built. It's pretty. It's not broken, mostly.
No, it's not broken.
I did find out, listeners, if you ever get an error asking you to download a Cospod file, there is no Cospod file. It means that your browser is outdated to the point where it does not support CSS3, I'm sorry. It basically doesn't support the scripting that I use on our website. So
it means I can't view it at work.
Yeah, if you use anything earlier than Internet Explorer 9,
Your
or
SOL.
some of the early versions of Opera and Firefox, it doesn't actually read the scripting on our website. It just kind of tries really hard to turn it into raw HTML, and it doesn't work.
Right.
So if you get that error, it just means your browser doesn't support our scripting and you need to update your browser. I'm sorry. I found that out in my classroom full of a bunch of computing geeks. And I didn't find that out until I think it was last week. So I'm sorry I didn't know it before now.
It's okay. I was the one that originally brought it to her attention because I couldn't view it at work.
Yeah, I've known about the error for some time. Just I am not a webmaster. I have very, very little knowledge of HTML5. This is not something I know how to fix. So if you know somebody who is really, really good at webmastering and knows how to fix this particular type of error so that it not only auto-detects the type of browser that you're using and the version that you're using, but could possibly redirect it to a rescripted version of the page that is safe for outdated browsers, let me know, please, because I don't know how to do this. I'm a cosplayer, not a webmaster.
Course, you can do my workaround, which is to go Google our website and then I click on the cached version of it. That pulls up just fine.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't.
I've actually tried that, and it does not always work.
Oh,
It's kind
it
of
works
hit and
for me
miss.
most of the time.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure the feed's working. That's all I care about.
It depends on the browser and the version of the browser you're using, because it works on some versions and not others. Go
Right.
fake. Yay, internets!
Hooray, technology.
See, I'm a little afraid of dancing on the podcast at all because you disowned me for cosplay style.
Dumb. That was such a bad idea. Bad idea. And you know what's going to happen this upcoming year? Like, every freaking cosplay contest, one person's going to use that dumb song.
It's
I'm
going
not
to
looking
happen. If not in the actual skits, it will happen from the presenters.
I'm judging three contests in the next year, and I'm already dreading it because I know that music's going to be playing, and I'm going to hate it. It's like that I'm Sexy and I Know It song that was pretty big for a couple of months. I was like, really? I'm so tired of this crap. Can we please be original for 5 seconds, please?
Well, ma'am, you've handed
Oh,
me a segue. Speaking of other conventions,
yeah, segue, go me. I'm awesome. I did not plan that.
it's okay, I did.
I'm awesome.
Convention season is coming up, and when this drops, it will basically be, I think, 2 weeks until the new year. And January 1st basically starts crunch time, as if it hasn't already started.
It started for me a long time ago.
Well, not even in terms of cosplay, just in terms of planning for conventions and the actual putting things together for the convention itself, cosplay aside.
It started for me a couple months ago.
Well, I'm just saying that as we go to discuss this, we're just kind of setting the cosplay bit aside because cosplay prep is 24/7, it's perpetual.
We
That
never
that's kind of
cease agreement.
assumed. It's kind of assumed. Do you have your list of conventions you're going to attend in 2013?
I think if I haven't updated them on Facebook, it's probably because I didn't hit the update button and I'm a dummy.
Incidentally, send that to me, please.
Oh, sure.
Because I would like to
Don't type it
update
out for
our.
you right now. How about that?
I mean later, because I'm not going to remember this.
Well, I know you're not. That's why I'm doing this.
Oh,
Nah.
okay. But I would like to put it up on the website so that our listeners know where to find us. Because I know
God.
you're not going to all the conven. Well, you probably are going to all the ones I'm going to, but I'm not going to all the ones that you are.
Right. We'll be mixing in at least two of them.
Yeah.
And then
Because
party.
I believe the first convention that we have scheduled for the year is Mini Acon.
And I don't even know if I can go to that one. I actually think I have to work that weekend, so you'll be
Yeah,
soloing that.
I may be soloing Mini Acon, and that's January 26th. So that's an afternoon, basically. And then after that, our first convention is AllCon,
All
and
cons,
that
yeah.
is 1 week earlier this year.
Yeah, it is, which
I
is fine
found.
by me.
Actually, that makes me really happy because that's my birthday weekend.
Oh, cool.
That's
Happy
like,
birthday.
sweet, I get to celebrate my birthday at AllCon with
Being a big
Radcast.
nerd.
I get to party with Radcast for my birthday.
That's going to be fun. You know it will be.
Oh, it's going to be tons of fun. So we are doing AllCon with the inimitable Sylvester McCoy, who's going to be one of the guests of honor. Which is Tolkien.
Yeah.
Even though that's not what he's most known for yet.
Yet.
And then after that, I see that you are hitting other cons. I don't know when PAX East is this year.
It's at the end of March.
Okay.
So basically all cons at the beginning and then PAX East at the end.
So I know for sure I can't hit PAX East because I will be playing a concert at the end of that month.
That one's also in Maryland, and all the tickets are already sold out.
There's something to be said for knowing people.
Yes, I'm sure you know people probably as well as I know people.
And then I see you are going to Fanime.
Yep. And then the following weekend, they
go. You're doing the crunch thing again, aren't you?
I'm taking an extra day off this year, though, so at least I'll have a little bit more of a rest.
You are just a fan of torture, aren't you?
You know what? It really wasn't bad this year. I was really happy, and I was kind of surprised I didn't get sick. That was my major concern, and I didn't. So that was really the only thing I cared about.
It'll be a little different, I think, with AllCon being in a different location, too.
Mm-hmm.
That will bring its own pros and cons, as it were. So, of course, we're both obviously going to be at Project AllCon.
Of course.
As that's kind of one of our biggies for the year. And then DCon? I don't think I've heard of that one.
DragonCon.
Oh, you abbreviated it horribly. You're supposed
to
put a little star. Where's the asterisk?
There's the asterisk. There, done.
There you go. Okay, that's better.
Sorry.
Okay. So you will be at Dragon Con, which means you are not going to be at Anime Fest, which is where I will be.
Anime Fest lost my favor this past year.
So we
I'm
are
still waiting on my prize.
We are splitting up Labor Day weekend, so we'll both kind of be soloing it at two different large
that
cons.
That could be pretty epic, though. That would be a lot of content. Holy crap!
Yeah, let's not talk about the editing the content thing yet.
It's like 8 months.
Yeah, so those are the cons, at least tentatively, that we're planning on going to. I mean, depending on things, we may end up adding conventions to that schedule, especially depending on what happens to YuleCon.
Right.
Since that ended up being canceled this year. The DFW Costumers Guild may end up holding another day-long convention, or even a weekend-long convention this year, with their demonstrations and panels. So if they end up doing that, I plan on hitting that up. And of course, listeners, if you have any recommendations for us of cons you would like to see us go to, I mean, we're not asking to be guests of honor, just conventions that you think are really awesome, that you think that we should consider going to, limitation is that it has to be in the United States. I mean, we love our international listeners. We really do. And I'm sure you would love to travel overseas as much as I do. It's just kind of a budgetary problem at the moment.
Yeah. Sign me up if they're willing to pay for it.
I would love to go to, I think it's called TokyoCon.
Yeah.
The big anime con that's over in Tokyo. I would love to go there. It's a lot of money that I really don't have at the moment. So, you know, limitation is it has to be in the United States. But other than that, you know, have at it. Let us know what your favorite convention is. Speaking of favorites, last thing, since we're kind of moving into outro, anniversary show.
Woohoo! We're almost a year old.
CosPod is turning a year old. We've been doing this for a year now. Oh my gosh. Yay! Of course, not that I ever anticipated we'd actually still be doing this after
right.
a year. But yes, as of, I believe it's January 12th, in 2013, we will have our anniversary show, which is our one-year anniversary. So if you have any favorite segments, favorite interviews that we've done, favorite tutorials, favorite gatherings. If you have something that you would like to see us talk about on the show after 1 year, please feel free to contact us. Likewise, if you have any Q&A for us that you'd like to ask us after a year of having done this, we can't promise that we will answer it, but you can ask us anything.
We'll probably answer it, even if it's a really funny response.
Well, we may end up doing an After Dark version of the after session where we tackle the other stuff.
There we go.
Because, you know, anniversary, After Dark's kind of obligatory because we kind of have to toast the show. So
you have to admit that was pretty fun when we did it last time.
It was fun. I liked doing that.
We needed a break.
Yes, we are inviting input from our listeners for our year anniversary show. Is what would you like to see and or say to us? Hopefully good things. I just realized as I said that, it's like, what would you like to say to us? I hate you all. You all suck. Like, no, please don't say that. Or at least say it in a constructive fashion if you're going to say that you hate us.
Constructive criticism only.
Preferably. I mean, we are going to read all the emails we receive, so, and all the messages, so.
And we do. You know. We usually double respond.
Yeah, if you end up emailing us, you tend to get a response from each of us. You get a double response, because we actually read the stuff.
Love.
And we do actually respond back, because we're people too. And we really, really enjoy talking to cosplayers. Doesn't matter what level you're at. We still enjoy talking to cosplayers.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. They're very geeky people, and we enjoy talking to them. So, yes, there is that to think about. So, all in all, I believe that will be our show for episode 25.
Sweet. Yay. We're keeping it short and sweet this time, but you know what? It's the holidays. Everybody needs a break. Go so.
You know, short and sweet is what we need for the holiday season.
And lots of... You're welcome. Thank you, Google.
I'm going to put up the lyrics to the 12 Days of Cosmos.
Oh, my gosh. Please do.
Please do. All right. All right, listeners. We will see you next episode 26, post-Christmas. It'll be our end-of-year episode.
Yay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.